We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I'm kind of obsessed on the South Side for several reasons, because I got a bunch of friends that own businesses over there. And I have a bunch of friends who are cops over there. And it's a real crap show, and it's not right. I had a very emotional conversation on this show with the general manager of Nakama, this great steakhouse over there, where all the celebrities in this town go, and the Steelers, but not anymore. Why? Fights, shootings. The general manager lives upstairs from the joint and moved out because of the violence. He seriously is ready to pack it in. And I have a list of at least five restaurants that are either closed or changed their hours. So this is law and order in America. Is it now? Is this the way America is supposed to be? You work your ass off. You put your blood, sweat, and tears into a restaurant. And this is how you're rewarded. It's disgusting. And it broke my heart, quite frankly, to see this post from the Fudge Farm. First of all, I love small business owners and the work ethic and the commitment and the hours and the stress. And now you got to deal with the violence. And if there's anything that I can do to make a difference for this family, for these folks that own Fudge Farm, we got to do it, man, because this sucks. This is not what America is about. It just isn't. And they're great folks at the Fudge Farm. Molly Rainey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, when you sent that message out about shutting down, it sent shockwaves through the South Side. But it's kind of where it's headed, is it not, Molly?
It is. First of all, finding employees is almost impossible down there. That's always been a struggle for us, but in recently it's been 1,000 times worse. If anyone's ever been there, you probably have seen me, because I pretty much have lived there for the last 7 years. But the last straw was Sunday, when I felt like my employees were really in danger. Most of them are teenagers, at the very least very young 20s, college students, high school students, and I have daughters of my own. Like I said in the post, if I don't feel comfortable with my daughter working there, how can I ask your child to work there?
Hey, Molly, by the way, they own the Fudge Farm. Do you ever stand there and think, how the hell did we get to this in my hometown in America? Did you ever think that?
I didn't. And I went to Chatham. I lived in Oakland all through school. That was where I went out in my 20s. East Carson Street was
same.
The place to be. There was same. Always fight.
Same.
But not this. Now, last summer, there was a few isolated shootings. We would also take our food truck down, two blocks down, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And around there would be a few isolated shootings, but this summer, it's completely out of control. I believe that there's no plan to stop it, or if there is, their plan isn't working. Because if you look at the video from Sunday night shooting, there was actually six police officers directly across the street.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not faulting them. I'm not bad-mouthing the police by any means. I just feel like it's out of control. I'm disappointed that no leaders have reached out to us.
Wow. Molly, you were fearing for your life and your employees' lives, and you're forced to shut down a business that you've put your entire life into, And not one leader has reached out. Not one.
Not a single person.
Wow.
When we are the true definition of entrepreneurs. When we started this business, my husband and I had lost our jobs where we worked together. The company went bankrupt. We sold everything.
Wow.
We were sleeping on a mattress on the floor.
Wow.
12 years ago. And this is what we've built, and it's just very upsetting.
Were you lied to? Were you let down by the community? Were you let down by police?
No. I definitely do not fault the police officers. They've put a huge police presence there. I mean, I see it. I see it every night. There's a ton of them. It's just a complete disregard. They don't care that the police are there. They're fighting. There's smoke. But it's out of control at this point.
Do you believe this, that Bruce Krause, the councilman down there, told cops it's bad optics if they arrest people? Do you believe that?
I don't know. I don't see a lot of arrests, I will say that. But I don't know if he said that. I do know that in general, East Carson is just, or the South Side in general, is not business friendly anymore. There's nowhere to park. So the lunch crowd is dead. I mean, people have said, well, why do you stay open so late? Why don't you close earlier? Because it's a ghost town during the day.
Wow.
We'd make zero money. No one comes down there. If you have an hour for your lunch break, you can't spend a half an hour trying to find somewhere to park. During the day, we limited our hours. We open later in the day because there's no one during the day. It's just not conducive to business at this point, with the exception of the bars. I mean, I'm sure they're doing well. But what I see, the other businesses are suffering.
Molly Rainey from Fudge Farm. And how hard was it for you and your husband to shut down? How much did you cry? How much pain has it caused you?
I mean, I'm still crying about like I said, we started this business from nothing. My husband builds everything. Kind of our motto is he builds it and I run it. We do still have our other location open in the waterfront. We still have our food truck, luckily. The food truck was a blessing in disguise. We opened that right as the pandemic hit, so we were able to keep our head above water while we shut down. But now we're facing this. This is a huge revenue business that we're losing. Financially, it's going to take a huge toll on us. But at what expense? I mean, there's been times where maybe I'm on the truck and something breaks down. So at midnight, my husband has to take my 5-year-old daughter down there with him.
Wow.
To fix a broken breaker. You know, just whatever happens in small businesses, there's always something.
Hey, Molly, what's your message to city leaders, allegedly? What's your message to them as they listen here?
I think they need to crack down. They need to make more arrests. They need to make examples out of people. They need to, if they have to start frisking for guns, I mean, I don't know if you saw, but Sunday night is when we closed. My husband went in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there was a loaded pistol on our back door.
I saw it.
How did that not get seen? The police actually said to us, how did your employees not see this when they took out the trash? My question is, how did you not see it?
Right.
Did you investigate the shooting at all? If you look at the picture, it was in plain sight. It wasn't under anything. It wasn't hidden. My husband didn't touch it. He took the picture, called the police immediately. Like, how did you not see it? I think I've heard a few people say that their plan of action is just let the fire burn itself out.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to be in that fire.
No.
And my employees aren't going to be in that fire.
Molly, I will do anything I can to help. We're going to grab your number, and we're going to call you after the show. We got to jump in here. I love your passion. And
thank you.
We're in it to win it for you. I'm serious about that, okay?
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.